books. You and me and everyone else. Sometimes things need time to become good. Time to develop. From rushing comes ugly children, they say in Austria. Unfortunately, the same goes for forced gendering. Let's start by stating the obvious. All children are naturally beautiful and lovable in their own way, regardless of whether they were conceived in haste or not. However, when it comes to language, it's a different story, because it actually needs more time to develop in order to adequately reflect societal changes. But today, we hardly give it that time. So let's lean back for a moment and take a look at the current state of affairs and take a stance. It makes sense that people with a gender identity beyond male and female want to see themselves reflected in language. It's understandable that they don't want to choose between she, he, and it. So obviously, something new is needed here. However, that's where the problems begin, because the German-speaking community currently can't agree on how much, when, and where to gender language. And there are reasons for that. The idea of gender-neutral language is not new. It dates back to the 1950s and gained momentum through feminist movements in the 1960s and 70s. The generic masculine, which included women in thought, was supposed to be replaced by something that also made the female gender visible in language. So far, so understandable. However, the generic masculine doesn't actually refer to a person's actual gender, but rather to grammatical gender. And that's where the problem begins. A brief example. A term for a person can be masculine, but the actual gender of the person being referred to can be female, male, or non-binary. For example, with the word der Säugling, German the infant. Grammatically, der Säugling is masculine, but the specific baby could be female, male, or non-binary. The reverse is also true, for example, with the word die Person, the person. In other words, actual gender and grammatical gender don't always align. By the way, the historical origins of grammatical gender are often unclear. Why is der Mond, the moon, masculine in German and feminine in Romance languages, la luna? With job titles, it's a different story, as many professions were traditionally performed only by men. Here, there is a historical context that one wants to make explicit by using the feminine form. To include all genders, including non-binary ones, special characters were used, because simply mentioning male and female variants fell short. This led to terms like Technikerin, technician, optionally written with an asterisk, colon, slash, etc. Eventually, in the 2020s, this was simplified as a basic form, as in the word Kollegin, colleague. Here, the male ending is no longer included, leaving only the stem colleg, to which a female ending is appended, which is not necessarily gender neutral, but is certainly a conceivable option. And now my professional bias comes into play. As a long-term editor, I must unfortunately inform you that none of the currently existing gender variants are really practical when it comes to the German language. Writing out male and female genders makes text too long and excludes non-binary gender. Special characters make a text unreadable. Think of industry publications where lists of job titles often occur. After the fifth gender star in a row, you mentally check out without understanding the content. And above all, they break the text in places where it shouldn't break. Note, just because something works in a Word document doesn't mean it works in InDesign. Newspaper columns, many line breaks. Leaving it at the male form or writing everything the female form does not align with the desire of a population group to be perceived linguistically as a gender apart from male and female. Introducing foreign words such as they, thy to replace German pronouns doesn't work at all. Using the gerund to shift focus away from the person and toward the activity being performed results in the gender-neutral terms like Studierende, students, but it actually only refers to those who are doing it at the moment. In short, there is no practical solution. Not yet. Language needs time to develop. I wish we as a language community would give ourselves that time. We might not have a good solution for the gender problem now, but in 20 or 30 years, we might. If we prematurely establish one variant as the only standard, or even prohibit gendering altogether, we hinder a natural development that would have led us over a longer period of time to the right solution. So, the order of the day is, wait, try, discard, rethink. This requires patience with ourselves, with others, with societal and linguistic developments. Let's take this time. Rushing will unfortunately not make anything better.